Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the Lake Show ahead of the Twins and the Tigers. Game 2 of the 4-game set at Target Field. And we've had a lot of rain moving through the metro area. You heard Susie talk about it a moment ago, and there are warnings up here for the heart of the metro area for just a few more minutes, and we want to get you up to date on that real quick. And the biggie is that flash flood warning for the heart of the metro area, and this flash flood warning is for northern Dakota, east Hennepin, south Hennepin, and southern Washington County. And that's now until 7:30. We've had torrential rains in parts of the metro area, so that is a flash flood warning in effect until 7:30. So by all means, do not drive into any area that is flooded. And the radar picture is active, but it looks like at the moment, They may be able to get things underway at Target Field on time as things continue to slide to the east-southeast. But Jonathan Lowe, as you mentioned, things could redevelop, and that certainly is in the forecast right now. But that torrential rain continues to slide to the east-southeast.
So I do want to provide an update here. It looks like something, I don't know if this was discussed during our time on the air the last hour or so, but there is a severe thunderstorm watch. Did you bring up the thunderstorm watch?
Yeah, and that has been brought up, and we should point out there is also a severe thunderstorm warning, and that's in effect until 6:30 for east central Dakota, north central Goodhue, and western Pierce counties in Wisconsin. As once again, we've got 60 mile an hour wind gusts, quarter size hail, and torrential rain as the heart of the main part of the storm continues to slide toward Wisconsin. So, and you are right about the watch, and that is in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for the greater Twin Cities metro area.
Yes.
As well, Jonathan.
Yes. Real quick, we are expecting more storms to develop through the evening. This could affect the game, especially if we get a big downpour or two coming through. So we'll just keep it here and monitor everything and see if anything gets to the severe level as we go through the night.
Yeah, and once again, more rain expected. More rain tomorrow is a very unsettled weekend. And speaking of weekend, first weekend of the state amateur baseball tournament, and the Minnesota Baseball Association hosting this weekend in four towns. And we'll get an update on that with our friend Kip Kovar in a little bit. We have the Twins and Tigers scheduled to start in little under an hour from now. Once again, the radar picture favorable for downtown at the moment. So we'll certainly go on the air with the lineup card at 6:30 and then first pitch at 7:10. A couple of Twins headlines. Alan Roden scratched from the Twins lineup. He aggravated his jammed left thumb when he slid at the plate in the 10th inning in game one of this series with the Tigers on Thursday. Simeon Woods Richardson on the comeback trail. Apparently, he will make a start in AAA in Omaha tonight. He had a stomach illness. And Pablo Lopez early in the day threw in a simulated game at Target Field, and it sounds like he could return in early September. And a big thanks to Bobby Nightingale of the Star Tribune for those tidbits in a moment. We'll have much more on the Twins beginning at 6:30 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. One other thing, if you follow golf, we're down to the final eight or the quarterfinals of the U.S. Amateur out at Olympic Club in San Francisco. And Jimmy Abdo from Edina, who plays out of Minnesota Valley Country Club, right down there on the Minnesota River in South Bloomington. He is in a quarterfinal match with Jackson Harrington from Tennessee, and Jimmy's one up through 11. And he is the 61st seed. There's a number 63, Mason Howell, also has made it to the quarterfinal. But get this, John Daly's son, hates being called Little John, I guess. He is one down through 10 in his match. But Jimmy Abdo from Minnesota Valley Country Club, one up through 11 in his quarterfinal match. Semifinals, of course, Saturday. And then a 36-hole final on Sunday at Foggy Olympic Club in San Francisco. That is a great story, Jonathan. I know both you and I follow golf, and that's pretty good.
I noticed it last night. I was looking at the scoreboard after the round of 32, and I'm sorry, the round of 16, and I saw his name, and I thought, oh, wow, I hope he continues on to be a great story to follow through tomorrow and Sunday if he makes it that far.
Yeah, considering going into this, the number 61 seed going into match play at the USAM at famed Olympic Club out there. And then one other sports tidbit we want to squeeze in, Michigan. They got penalized, but Jonathan, you and I worked together on College Football Final and have for years in the fall. I know it's a lot of money. Fines that it could exceed $35 million. I don't think it goes far enough because there's so much money in college football. There's so much money around these blue blood programs. They just pay the fine and move on. I don't think it's severe enough. I think it should have included a postseason ban. I think you need to drop the hammer on these schools. And if players leave in the transfer portal, so be it. Money isn't enough in a situation like this at Michigan.
By the way, I know this is more focused on the current coach, Sharon Moore, but where's Jim Harbaugh's punishment? Oh, wait, he's gone. He's in the NFL.
Well, it's kind of like when Pete Carroll snuck out of USC and went up to Seattle and coached the Seahawks. You know, he got out of Dodge. What happened to him? And they dropped the hammer on USC. And I think that's what they need to do. They need to punish more severely, and that is postseason bans, that is scholarships, that's all sorts of things. Just having them write a $35 million check in this day and age, that's chump change. All right, quick break. We'll come back. The Minnesota Baseball Association has been at it for over 100 years, and we have another state tournament starting tonight at Forsyth's. It'll continue through Labor Day, and we'll have our friend Kip Kovar from the Herald Journal serving a lot of communities out in Wright County. He covers this sport very closely. We'll get into that in a moment. Then the Twins and the Tigers here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We still have that flash flood warning for the Southeast Metro until 7:30 tonight. Torrential rain continues to slide away. Twins lineup card moments away. State amateur baseball tournament gets started at four sites tonight. They will be in Broughton, Gaylord, Glencoe, and Hutchinson. And then, of course, Broughton, Gaylord, and Hutchinson will take over for the final two weekends of the tournament. Our friend Kip Kovar joins us. Covers amateur baseball better than anyone. Works for the Herald Journal and a lot of those communities out in Wright County. Kip, good to visit with you.
Thanks for having me, Steve. You give me the best introduction, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, you deserve it. You cover a lot of games and do a great job at it. Look, number one, we mentioned the four towns, and like a lot of years, they're going to try and get the games in on weekend one. It looks like we're going to be dodging raindrops.
Yeah, it always feels either whether it's regions, district sections, whether it's going to be a battle throughout. So just something you got to work with. Hopefully they get them all in. If they do start them on time, you hate to kind of see that half game get through and then have to re-pick it up some other time. But knock on wood, we get a few games in.
Yeah, no doubt. Four tonight at those sites I mentioned, and exciting for these towns. It's certainly a big deal.
Yeah, a lot of buzz going in it with Brown and Gaylord, or Brown and Hutch and Glencoe all hosting and in a tournament this year. So kudos to them for not only getting everything ready for the tournament itself, but they're getting ready to play some baseball this weekend as well. And there's some good buzz going around that field, especially with all of them being local.
Yeah, in the few minutes we got left, Kip, give us a feel for this tournament, kind of a new look. A is back, so you got A, B, and C again. Give us a quick rundown of that.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a new format. It's going to be interesting, and I'm going to be very curious how the crowds are between all the A games, B games, C games. There's a few mixed in there in between and how that all pans out, but A is going to be pretty cool. You got all those big boys. Kind of one I'm eyeing is if Waconia wins their first matchup, they get Meesville Mudhens. So that could be a rematch of last year's Class C champion against the last year's Class AB champion already in the second round. So that's kind of cool, fun one to watch in A. And then that Class B tournament is kind of going to be your perennial teams that you've seen the last few handful of years that were dominant in C. Now they're kind of all in that Class B tournament this year, and they'll be battling each other. Usually feel like each of those teams has one or two guineas to kind of get them going a little bit, but there's going to be some really tough matchups for some really good teams right off the bat starting this weekend. And then you get down to Class C, where maybe those teams that have had some success over the years but just haven't been able to string it together years in a row. So it'll be fun to see how they do it. You got a couple first-timers ever in the Kwamba Cubs and Opal Bears making their first tournament appearance in forever. You got a team like Glencoe who's been 16 years. The last time they were in the state tournament was 2009, and now they're back in Houston. So it's going to be fun to see how the crowds show up for all three classes in the new format, but it's going to be kind of cool to see some new blood in there also playing on the state's biggest stage.
Yeah, and simply, it was about giving an opportunity maybe for those towns that don't get a taste of the state tournament and have had a hard time competing with the perennial powers you mentioned, some of the big boys. You know, you think of, you know, Meadsville as just being a perennial power. You know, Delano's had a lot of good teams. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I look at a team like kind of like the Cortland Cubs down by New Ulm that 10, yep. 15 years ago, they were kind of the laughingstock of the Tomahawk East League. Last couple of years, they put together a few good runs in C, and now they're still in C, so they're going to be able, they're probably one of the favorites if you ask a lot of people who they're going to pick. So it's kind of fun to see teams that are put in a little bit of better spot to make runs, but also teams that have never been here and trying to kind of join that group.
Yeah, so they get started, Broughton, Gaylord, Glencoe, Hutch, and then games continue. Four games at each venue on Saturday, three on Sunday. I'll be out in Hutchinson on Sunday, and the games I get, Litchfield against Waterville, Pine Island against Cortland, and then Prior Lake against Bird Island. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, those are a great slate of games, especially that Litchfield-Waterville game might be one of the top matchups in Class C in the opening round. Some really good pitching, some really good defense and hitting, so you'll be in for a treat for that one to start your day.
Yeah. And Kip, hopefully the rain stays away. Look forward to your coverage, and we invite people to follow him on X. He does a great job covering the tournament. Kip, we'll do it again soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Enjoy the tournament, and everybody get out to the park and support your teams, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a great annual event. Kip Kovar, Herald Journal, serving a lot of those communities out in Wright County and does a phenomenal job covering amateur baseball and, of course, the Minnesota Baseball Association. Four games tonight. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We have Twins and Tigers game two of the four-game set at Target Field. We'll keep our fingers crossed about the weather. Things look pretty good right now. The lineup card moments away. A big thanks to Jonathan Lowe. I'm Steve Thompson. We'll be back following the game here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.